Well, hi everybody. It's Brad here, and Leslie is sitting right next to me. We're here in our living room in South Africa, and we're so happy to be with you. It's January 27th, 2019, and it's our monthly spiritual weather report call. And it feels like it's been forever since we last connected with you. It was only early December, so it's just a little bit longer time than usual. But I don't know about you, to us it feels like lifetimes has passed in the last few weeks. You know, do you feel that, Barbara?
Oh, my gosh. It's a totally different world. Feels
yeah.
like to me.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a lot about this. You know, when we open up the call after our guided meditation, we'll talk about current events and what's happening, because it just feels like it's such an intense time. And, you know, we're obviously ramping up to a whole new life for all of us. And so we'll talk about that more. But also, you know, we've had the two eclipses in January, which has made this an especially powerful and intense time. And I know that most people on the call are from the U.S. We often have a handful of people in other countries, but I know, especially in the U.S., it's been a very hard time. I hope also in the sharing we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Since I'm not there, I can only hear about it through my friends and people that I do counseling with. But I just know it's been an especially difficult time for everybody there. So just know that Leslie and I, even though we're here halfway across the world, we're tuning in and we are holding space, and especially Leslie. She is meditating and she's focusing very much on all of you, her students, the Core Light community, and spending a lot of time, you know, being with us inwardly and helping us with our ascension and consciousness. So I also, you know, I wanted just to mention before we kind of get into the call today with the guided meditation, we had in December our passing of the baton retreat and ceremony. And I know many of you were tuning in with us. If you're new to Core Light, you may not know about it, but I know most people on the call have been around for quite a while with Core Light. And so for us, this has also been just a very, very auspicious and powerful time. Most people I talk to have their own version of that. It's a whole new chapter in life, it seems like. And for many of us, it feels like more than a new chapter. It feels like a whole new book is in front of us, and like a blank canvas, let's say. And so we'll talk about this more later in the call, but I guess I wanted to acknowledge that Leslie and I and Core Light, and I know many of you, have been through a real pivot point. It has felt like a pivotal moment. One of the things I want to say is thank you. I want to thank all of you who have been sending us your love and tuning in. I know you all did many of you were on the call that Barbara led in December, which was a virtual ceremony for the passing of the baton, in quotes. And if you got our emails that we sent out in December, this will be a repeat for you, but I feel like it bears saying verbally tonight on this call today. It's actually good morning for you. It's nighttime here. But that is that, you know, A, we want to thank you for the love and support that you share in so many ways on so many levels. And also just to acknowledge for all of us that, you know, this was the moment where we honored Leslie for her 30 years of teaching, of spiritual teaching. She's opened her eyes. Looking at me now. She's like, 30 years? Was it really 30 years? We're laughing here. We're laughing. It was 30 years of teaching, And Leslie, I'm speaking to Leslie right now, even though Leslie can't hear you all because I'm on my headset, but she can hear me. And so, Leslie, on behalf of all of us on this call, and on behalf of the whole Core Light community, who will be most of whom will be listening to this call later, we thank you and we honor you. And I've said this to you before at the actual ceremony, but you have changed our lives with your teaching. And we can't imagine actually what life would be like without the gifts that you offered us of the amazing teachings and all the Shakti and unconditional love and the example that you provided for 30 years. So God bless you. We honor you. We bow to you. We thank you. But sweet, I need to translate. Leslie's just basically saying thank you. She's saying, you're all the ones doing the work, is what she's saying. She's saying she was just part of a team, you know, and we're the ones doing the work, and she's honoring us for the work that we do, and thanking us for showing up, and how important it is. So anyway, she's sending her love to everybody. She's sending her love. And this is a rare moment. I'm sorry we don't have her on the phone as well, but this is a rare moment. She has chosen to remain in silence. If you're new to the calls, you may not know this, but most of you do. And that is that the way this works is that I will do the talking. And Leslie is remaining in silence nowadays, and she's doing her Shakti transmission. So we invite you during this call to relax and be meditative and receive the transmission that Leslie's sending. And just go yin. Go yin and take in the Shakti. Whether you're with us live today or whether you're listening to this recording, it doesn't matter. We're all part of a field and we're all connected. And the truth is, at one level, time and space don't really exist. They only exist in the third dimension. So we invite you to tune in to these other levels of reality beyond time and space, where we're all connected in the unity and in the heart and in love. Leslie's saying those places are about love for all of us. So we will all be receiving this transmission of light. And this is actually a field that we are all participating in and generating together. And it doesn't matter if you're with us live or not. So I think with that, it's a field of love. Yes, Leslie's saying it's a field of love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can all feel it.
So,
thank you.
Oh, good. Leslie Barber's saying we can all feel it. And thank you. She's blowing kisses to everybody.
Yay, right back at
you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what I'd like to do is start our guided meditation. We'll go for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll share a little bit, and then we'll open up to your sharing and questions and what have you. I just want to say I'd like to dedicate the call today to the people and animals and nature in Cape Town, because I was just texted by my friend Anna Breitenbach in Cape Town. She sent me a little video of the fires that are happening there. Lionhead, the mountain called Lionhead, is just ablaze, and helicopters are trying to put it out with, you know, large, big, huge buckets of water. So please, in your prayers today, hold the people and the animals and the nature in Cape Town in your prayers, and let's just pray that they all be surrounded with love and light. And this also goes for anywhere else in the world where there are fires or extreme weather. And I would also add, we'll keep the United States in our thoughts and prayers, especially the workers, the federal government workers who have not been paid for a long time. I know it's a real hardship. And there are plenty of other people and situations around the world that require our prayers, and certainly we can't list them all. But I invite you during this guided meditation to dedicate your meditation and your prayers to everyone in the world who is going through a challenging time. We're in this time of extremes, extremes of weather, extreme situations, and our prayers are very powerful and very important. So without further ado, let's go ahead and begin. I invite you to close your eyes and get comfortable and take a few long, deep breaths. And I would just remind you, as you get comfortable, it's very important to have the spine straight. So whether you're lying on the floor or if you're sitting in a chair, it's best to push your buttocks back against the base of the chair. And you want to have your spine straight as well as be very comfortable so that you can relax. And if we continue with some long, deep breaths, that also helps the body to relax deeply. So I invite you to continue that throughout the meditation. Long, slow, deep inhales. And exhales. While you do this breathing and deep relaxation, visualize a warm, viscous liquid pouring over the top of your head like honey. And every place that it touches, the muscles relax. Feel all the muscles of your scalp and your forehead relaxing. Feel it pour over your ears and your eyebrows, relaxing your eyeballs, letting them fall back into their sockets. Just letting go. All the muscles of your face, the cheeks, and the nose, and the mouth, the jaw, and especially relax the back of the tongue. Just focus on completely letting go, breathing the love and the light into the body, into these places where there might be tension. And with the exhale, just releasing any tension you might be feeling in these areas. Feel that warm honey pouring over your neck and relaxing your neck and shoulders. And you might visualize a beautiful being of light behind you, giving you a shoulder and a neck rub. And really just allow yourself to let go and relax. We hold so much tension in the shoulders. Relaxing your chest and your upper back, your arms, wrists, hands, fingers. Relaxing your torso, the abdomen and lower back, the pelvis. Deeply, deeply, deeply letting go. Relaxing the genitals, the thighs, the hamstrings, the knees and lower legs. The ankles, feet, and toes. Deeply, deeply relaxing and letting go. And now take a moment while I'm quiet to scan your body again from head to toes. Just breathing deeply and breathing light into any areas that might still be holding tension. Breathing out the stress. as you continue your breathing, let's put our attention in the root chakra. The root chakra is at the base of the spine, between the anus and the genitals, right at the perineum, the floor of the pelvis. And when you put your attention there, feel how the root chakra naturally relaxes and how you just can open up and deeply let go even more, deeply relaxing the whole body. There's a yin quality, a quality of passivity, receptivity, let's say, when you open your root chakra. And as you go yin, as you let your body relax and receive, feel this beautiful Shakti that Leslie is sending us from South Africa, here at the base of the Nilotic Meridian, which runs all the way down the continent of Africa. It's a straight line from the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx, right to this very place where we're sitting right now. It's the Axis Mundi of the Earth. Very powerful place. Many of you have been here. So feel this beautiful, beautiful African grounded energy coming to you. As you open your root chakra, drop your grounding cord down into the earth, all the way down to the center of the earth, or as far down as you care to go. And just connect with the earth. Maybe wrap your grounding cord around the core of the earth, the molten core. And feel gravity pulling you down towards the earth. Feel Mother Earth beneath you, where your feet touch the floor or where your body is touching the chair. And just become aware of the support that Mother Earth gives you. Let yourself go. Let yourself be pulled down into the arms of Mother Earth. And let yourself feel like a little baby cradled in her arms, completely letting go. Be very present right in this moment. Be right here, right now. There's nothing else to do. There's no place to go. Just giving yourself this gift of deep, deep relaxation into the arms of Mother Earth, feeling her support and her groundedness. Feel how safe you feel. Feel that sense of safety. Safety is such an important thing to feel, because if we don't feel safe, we live with fear. And when we live life through the lens of fear, it creates contraction and tension in the body and all kinds of challenges in life. It's not a way to go through life living in fear. It affects all the chakras. Affects everything we see and do. So this is a very important exercise we're doing, to just allow yourself to feel safe and draw this energy of safety and earth energy up, like through a straw. Bring it into your body and feel grounded. and safe. And know that Mother Earth is here to support you. That's why we're here, is to receive her support. One of the reasons. And this is a practice. It's a practice of trust, trusting the earth. So feel that in your body. And let's remember that we're trusting the earth not to remain the same, but to be what she is. And she is all about change upon change upon change. And we are here surfing these waves of change. And we have absolutely everything we need inside us to stay on our surfboard and ride these waves of change that we're all facing right now, especially nowadays. So let the energy of the waves propel you forward on your journey and relax into this, knowing that you're okay, knowing that you have everything you need inside of you, knowing that this practice is about trust. It's about adaptability. And this brings a sense of safety, which helps us to live beyond fear and worry. As you allow this, and you feel so grounded and so relaxed and at peace with life in this beautiful body of yours, on this beautiful planet, bring that earth energy up through your body, up through the soles of the feet, up the legs, up through the root, up the Sushumna, which is the core of the body, the central core of our body, right in front of the spine. It's that luminous tube in front of the spine. So see it inside you, feel it. If you can't, that's okay. Just set the intention that you'd like to feel this Sushumna inside you, the core of your enlightenment. It's inside each of us. And draw this beautiful grounded energy up past the navel chakra, balancing and healing each chakra as we go, up past the solar plexus chakra, up to the heart, pausing at the heart for just a moment and feeling the love that's there. It's a wellspring of love inside the chest, bubbling up all the time. We can tune into this anytime we want. Tapping right into this fountain of love and joy that is ours to claim. If you're not feeling it, there are a few ways that you can instantly feel it. One is through feeling a sense of gratitude in the heart and just feel grateful for what you do have in your life, just for right now, not focusing on the challenges, not focusing on the lack or the loss or the sense of we may have of sometimes feeling victimized. Instead, just focus on gratitude for what you've been given in your life. Gratitude to have a body. What an amazing experience. Gratitude to be on this beautiful planet for a few short years. So many beautiful things, even during this challenging time. So focusing on the gratitude, and the other trick is to focus on forgiveness. Forgive anything in your world that might be pulling you down or that might you might feel is oppressing you, victimizing you. Just if you can. You don't have to if you're not able to. That's okay. But if you can, it's a great, easy way to get into the heart is just say, I forgive. I forgive, fill in the blank, person or situation. I forgive life. And another way to do this is to just turn the corners of your mouth up a little bit and fake a smile if you have to, but it's a wonderful way to feel joy and feel your heart, and feel the love that's there. So now bring this energy of love and joy and gratitude and forgiveness up past the throat chakra, pausing at the throat chakra for a moment, and feeling the healing that happens here. We tend to carry burdens on our shoulders, and when we bring this beautiful, loving, healing energy into the throat, it's a wonderful way to release the burdens that we might feel like we're carrying. So just feel the burdens on your shoulders floating away like clouds being burned off by the sun on a hot summer day. Just visualize them drifting away. This beautiful golden energy dissolving any burdens that you're carrying right off the shoulders. Just watch it coming out and dissolving into thin air. And feel the sense of lightness and levity that comes from that. And you might find yourself getting even happier with that sense of being free, carefree, burden-free, worry-free. And you might feel a sense of creativity and wanting to express yourself in the world, which comes from this chakra, when you bring the energy there. And then allow that energy to expand and propel you up to the crown, the third eye and the crown. And let's bring the energy right up there. Feel your crown opening up on the top of your head like a 1,000-petaled lotus. And if you might be new to chakras or new to this energy, it's okay if you can't feel it. You just set your intention that you'd like to feel your crown chakra. And you set the intention that you would like your crown chakra to open. So petal by petal, watch this 1,000-petaled lotus opening and opening and opening on the top of your head, opening up, and feel the golden white light pouring down from above, from the celestial realms. It's a beautiful, warm, glowing energy divine energy. Feel it filling up your aura on your body, collecting in your crown like a funnel collecting a liquid. Your crown opens up and out like a funnel. And just feel yourself filling up with this beautiful light of the divine, brilliant golden white light. And visualize every cell in your body like a miniature sponge soaking it up. Trillions of miniature sponges in your body soaking up this light, filling you up from head to toes. Let the light fill you up so much that it comes pouring down your arms, filling up your hands and fingers, and the light shooting out the tips of your fingers. You're so full. And also see it filling up your torso and your legs so much that it fills up your feet and your toes, and the light shoots out the tips of your toes. Filling up with this beautiful, beautiful, healing, golden white light. As you continue to fill up, I'm just going to say a little prayer and an invocation. We call on the Great Spirit, Divine Mother Earth, Father Sky. We call on all of the Ascended Masters, the Angels, the Archangels, all of the Lineage Masters and the beings, known and unknown, who surround us in the highest love and support. We invite you all into this call. We ask that you please surround us in a beautiful cocoon of golden white light. Please fill us up with this healing light so that we may feel comfort and peace, that we can face the challenges of the day and the days ahead, and that we can live from this place of love and light and share it with others and serve in the highest way and live in joy even amidst the challenges. And that we may find our ultimate fulfillment of this journey. And we ask for blessings on every person and animal and aspect of nature on this planet that suffers, for all who are in pain for any reason, especially the people of Cape Town and people of the United States, the government workers who haven't been paid, the South Americans and Latin Americans who are going through hardship as they try to make their way into the United States. And all the countries on the planet who are facing their shadow, which every country is facing right now. We ask for a blessing on all countries, on all people, all animals, all aspects of Mother Earth. And we offer our deepest gratitude for this opportunity today to be together and to share our love, to be in these beautiful, beautiful bodies for these few short years on this beautiful, beautiful planet. We're so deeply grateful. And so it is. Aho. And I invite you to slowly, slowly come back into the room where you are. Slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Go back into your body. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. And let's maintain, even as we talk, maintain this yin quality, this sense of receptivity. Because even as we talk, this beautiful divine energy, the Shakti, is pouring in. Not just from Leslie's transmission, but from all the celestial beings who are surrounding us. And I welcome you all. We're so happy to be here with you. It's just wonderful to hear everybody calling in, to hear everybody's name and hear you say hi. And just know that Leslie and I miss our physical, you know, when we get together with everybody physically, as we used to do, we miss you. We miss that physical touch. But this is the next best thing. And so we're very happy to have this time with you on these calls. Before we launch into our spiritual weather report, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. I was invited today by our dear, dear friend, Anna Breitenbach, who I know many of you know. If you don't know Anna, she's a really, really amazing animal communicator. Her YouTube video has like close to 7 million hits. She's just this incredible being who gets such clear communications with the animals of our world. And we talked today. She's coming out of a period of hibernation of a few years. She's been on a healing journey. And many of you have been praying for her healing. And she's through quite a bit of it. She still needs our healing prayers. But today she said she's going to start doing some events again this year. And she invited me to co-lead some events with her. So I want you to know that. I invite you to stay tuned, because sometime soon we will be announcing whatever virtual events we're going to be offering this year. And I know many of you who are animal lovers would love an opportunity to be with her. So just know that that's coming. And I'm really excited about it. We've always wanted to do this, and finally she feels ready, and I'm ready. So here we go. The other thing that I want to say, this is also very exciting. I've been invited to come and do some live events in Portland, Oregon this summer, Northern Hemisphere summer. It's very embryonic. We haven't decided on any dates or anything. We don't know what we're doing yet, but I'm really looking forward to that. And I know many of you are in Portland. So Portland, Oregon, and the Bay Area of California are where so many people in the Core Light community are. So I really look forward to seeing anybody who is able to come to those events this summer. And I haven't even told Barbara this yet. It's very new. It's all just happened in the last few days. So
yay.
I'm going to get to see you. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. So anyway, Barbara, you and I will talk more about that, and maybe we can do something in Northern California too.
That would be wonderful, Brad.
Yeah. And then lastly, just before we start our call, our spiritual weather report, there are still some spaces available on some of the sacred site retreats that I'm leading this year. The Egypt trip in November is full. However, we still have a couple of spaces available on the trip, the sacred site journey in the British Isles. It's a sacred sites of Avalon. It's called the Heart of the Goddess, a pilgrimage to mystical Avalon in May. So if that interests you, you can go to our website on the events page and you'll see more about that. The registration for that is going to be closing very soon, around February 8th, I think. So you have another week or two to actually register if you feel called to join us there. And lastly, there's an event. We're doing an Earth Treasure Vase retreat called Restoring the Power of the Feminine on the island of Crete in Greece in September. and there are still spaces available for that retreat. So please tune in, meditate on this, and see if you have a divine appointment to join us. And if you feel you do, just know that the money will arrive, the time, the energy will arrive. If you're supposed to be there and you say yes, it will happen. We've watched it happen countless times. People think it's impossible to do these trips because they're too long or they're too far away or too much money or whatever. And that's not how it works. If you're supposed to be there and you know, you'll feel it, and you just have to say yes, and the universe conspires to get you there somehow. So I would love to see you there if you feel called. So please join us. Barbara, is there anything else that you'd like to say? You know, you've been working so hard with the group on the squares, and I know you've been doing fantastic work.
Thank you, Brett. It's been really, really wonderful. And I can really feel, you know, as you're sharing, this excitement and this, I want to say, resurgence of energy that is coming through right now. And I'm so happy to hear that you're going to be in Portland and possibly in the Bay Area during the summer, because I'm feeling this, the word that's coming to me is re-grounding of energy. It feels to me like we left 3D consciousness in December, and we are re-grounding or reconnecting with this new 5D energy. And I can feel, I'm so thrilled also to hear that you're going to be doing some virtual retreats with Anna Breitenbach. I can just feel this resurgence of renewed energy that is coming through. So I don't have anything, you know, specific to say other than just to acknowledge this energy that is being reconfigured, reformulated, and it's feeling just wonderful. So thank you so much. I'm really excited to get to see you in person. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, thank you, Barbara. And this is a perfect segue into what we wanted to talk about today, because it's not just me, it's not just Core Light, but most everybody that I talk to is feeling this new energy. So let's talk about it. Let's really define what's happening here. I feel, like I said at the beginning of the call, it feels like the proverbial artist staring at a blank canvas. There's excitement. There's passion and enthusiasm and all of those emotions that go along with that creative energy and birthing something new and being in the unknown. But at the same time, there's also the trepidation, you know, of the formlessness and the unknown. Like, oh, okay, now what? Now what are we supposed to do? You know, is this the right way to do it? What should I be doing? What shouldn't I be doing? Am I supposed to turn right or left? Or, you know, what is this about? And am I doing it right? You know, and all of those mixed emotions that go along with this. So I just, I know so many people, if you're not in this, don't feel like you're excluded or anything. It just may be that you may have gone through it a little earlier than other people, or it may not have happened to you yet, and maybe it's coming. But certainly there's a new chapter beginning. And as I said before, I've said many times, actually, for us, for me personally, and for most people I know, it feels like more than a new chapter. It feels like a whole new book. And it's different now than before. We've all gone through pivot points. You know, we've all gone through these milestone moments in life. But somehow to me, this one feels different. And I've heard people call it different things. But one of the aspects that I know, that I feel, is as though there's this new level, this new intensity, where it feels like we're actually able to write this new chapter in any way we want. And not that we couldn't before, but somehow this is different. And I can't explain it any better than that. It's as though we really can co-create. We can manifest what we feel we need to be doing, what's going to serve in the highest way, what our real passion is. And the energy is moving so fast that that these things happen. You know, you barely have to put it out there and do your manifesting work, and these things happen. But I guess one of the things to say here is what's happening first. I feel like we're not quite there yet. It's almost like the foundation is still being laid. We've been laying a foundation for a very long time. We've been talking about this for months and months and months, even years. But we're not quite at the point where it's expressing fully in the world. It's just the beginnings. And it's almost as though to bring in this new manifestation, we have to clear out a lot of old stuff, and we have to clean up the past, and we have to continue laying whatever foundational aspects are there for us to do. And it may feel a little frustrating. It may feel a little monotonous, chaotic. Last month in December, we talked about the energy of chaos. But all of this, as we clean it out and set it up, it's all making room for something new to come in. So I feel like, for me at least, I feel like I have to keep reminding myself of this, that yes, just, you know, one foot in front of the other, baby steps, just keep moving forward, laying the foundation, doing the things I know to do, and remember that there is something new coming, something big and new and amazing. And I'm still making room for it. I'm creating the space for the new thing to come in. And this is both personally and collectively. You know, we see it playing out in the collective as well as in our personal lives. And it's just so fast and so intense that it's really challenging. Leslie and I were talking about it this morning, and she said, you know, it feels almost like we're in a washing machine. And I laughed. We were laughing about, you know, that feeling of turbulence, like you're being spun around and churned up. And I said, God, Leslie, that's such a great metaphor, because, you know, what happens in a washing machine, you come out the other side totally clean.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I feel like the message is to all of us, if we feel like we're being spun around, or we feel like we're in some kind of very intense situations, to remember that is what's happening. We are being given an opportunity to clean out and to clear out, and we will come out the other side of this clean and new. And meanwhile, while we're going through this, we're still balancing, I would say we're balancing between different opposing forces. We're balancing between the forces that want the chaos, that want the disruption, and the destruction, and forces that want to create something new and bring something new into form, and to actually, you know what that is and understand what that is and have it in hand. So it's almost as though we're bouncing back and forth between these two things. And I know if especially if you look at what's happening in the collective, it can feel like we take two steps forward and one back. And sometimes it feels like one forward and two back. But the truth is that's not it. We are moving forward in a profound way, both collectively and personally. And if that's difficult for you to believe, if it feels like maybe, you know, when you hear those words, it feels like pie in the sky, or, you know, some kind of new age platitude, just remember the metaphor of the plant, and that the plant will go through a period of putting its roots down into the earth. And you may not notice the plant above the ground growing much during a period of time, but it's actually doing a huge amount of work below the surface that you can't see, so that when it's time, it will have a growth spurt. And so I feel like that's also partly what's happening to us. We've got a lot of growth happening both personally and collectively. I mean, it's actually amazing if you know what to look for. And it's an incredible opportunity right now. One of the best things we can do is to hold that image and trust in that, and also to be proactive, about engaging that energy and really moving forward with it. So in your own personal life, it's really about taking the steps that you know need to be taken to continue to lay your foundation, to continue to, you know, just put one foot in front of the other, even if it feels like, you know, you're not making any progress and it's just for, it's all for naught because the world's going to hell anyway. You know, that kind of thinking, it really has to go. We've got to remember that that's not the truth, even if our ego or the media or politicians or whoever are wanting us to believe that. It's not true. What is true is that we are all ascending in consciousness into the higher dimensions. And Leslie's been telling us this for years, and she continues to say it to me and the folks around here every day. You know, just remember that this is an ascension. And even if it looks bleak, it's not. So I guess I also want to add, before we open up to sharing and questions, I want to say one more thing that feels really important, and I know that this is important for everybody that I talk to, and that is self-care. We've talked about this plenty of times in the past, but it feels really important right now, for the next few months even, to really, really remember to take care of yourself, because these are very challenging times. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to receive this amazing thing that's coming. So we need to be resting. We need to be doing our meditation and yoga and exercise and all the basic things that we know support us. Getting your body work, being in nature, singing, dancing, creating, whatever it is that you do that makes you come alive and makes you gain in energy and in joy. We have to be doing those things. And I know for me, that's my new north, really, is I weigh every decision against my heart. And if I get, you know, I ask, is this going to bring me joy? If I get a yes, then the answer is yes. And if I get a no, then I have to rethink the whole thing or just say no, because that's not what this is about anymore. We need to be caring for ourselves, living in joy. And I'm not talking about denial and suppression. You know, if we're facing shadow, yes, we have to process. And if you've been with Corelight for any amount of time, I know that you know that's the teaching, that we always look at the unconscious stuff, at the shadow that's coming up, and we always acknowledge it and process it as needed. But there comes a point where we can let that go, and we move into the joy. And I'm also not saying that we shouldn't be doing our service work and caring for others. That's not what this is about. But I think many of us on this call, many of us on a spiritual path, let's say, worldwide, we tend to be self-abnegating. We tend to deny the self and sacrifice ourselves. And that's from very old religious programming from past lives. So this is a new and different time, and that's not what this is about. It's not about martyrdom. It's about finding that balance, finding the balance of self-care and service to the earth, service to other people. So anyway, I know this is a reminder for most people on the call, but it felt important to mention. So I hope you were able to bear with me through that reminder. And before we open up, Barbara, do you have anything else that you would like to share?
Yes, I would love to, Brad. And thank you. Thank you for all those reminders. So important. And as you were sharing, what I was feeling is, you know, this is a shift in consciousness and a rebalancing of the energies. We have lived through the patriarchal paradigm, which has been all about form and logic or reason and action, activity, which is all wonderful. This is not a judgment or a criticism in any way. But as you were speaking, you know, about clearing out and cleaning up and making room for the new and just taking one step at a time, it's about bringing the feminine aspects and the feminine energy and being okay with being in the formlessness and really being present in the moment and trusting in our intuition. Our pattern has been, you know, we make our lists, our to-do lists, especially now it's New Year, so we're making our resolutions. Maybe some of us are, you know, calling it by a different name now, our goals or whatever it is that we're wanting to do. But my sense is that we're really being asked to come more present and to trust in our intuition. We don't know. I mean, we're really in this formless place because we've ungrounded from the 3D consciousness, and we are now regrounding. While you were talking, I was seeing like this rock face with this crack in it. And here we are regrounding. That little seedling is forming roots, and I'm thinking to myself how powerfully profound we all are as we are, you know, sending out these little tendrils, these little new roots and shoots before we actually bloom and grow above the surface. So there is a request of slowing way down and being less active and more receptive. For many of us who are in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in the wintertime, which is a much slower, more introspective time of consciousness. So I'm really seeing that we're coming more into balance. We've been much more outgoing, active, and we're being asked to come inward now so that we can rebalance as we go through the washing machine and the wash and rinse and spin cycles, that we can really come into a much more balanced state of consciousness. So that's my share with this, that this divine feminine energy is really coming forward in a way of no longer being secondary or subservient, but it has its own unique expression to be shared.
Wow. Thank you, Barbara. That's beautiful. And yeah, I echo what you say. I remember in December we talked about some of the ways that this is outpicturing in the world. We're seeing some of the manifestation of this feminine energy in the world now, and some of it was through the elections in the United States in November, the unprecedented number of women being elected to office, including Muslim women, Native American women, women of color. It really speaks to how we can see this energy, the balancing of masculine and feminine, manifesting in the world. And it's continuing.
Yeah.
It continues through. If you know what to look for, you see it. So thank you for mentioning that.
Such
a critical thing.
Yes, Brad. And we can also feel it. I think the key piece here is we have, you know, really suppressed our emotions. And there's such a big wealth of knowledge and information through those emotions when we let go of judgment and criticism of, you know, what's good and bad, what's right and wrong. All is welcome here. And the other piece that I really want to mention that, you know, that you alluded to or suggested is, along with self-care, it's really important for us to come together as a collective consciousness. It's self-care and it's collective, and, you know, our power is in our unity. And so now more than ever for groups like Core Light and so many others, and even for groups within Core Light, you know, of Golden Orb groups or Processing Buddies or Squares Processing or the Spiritual Weather Report, it is so important that we join together. It's going to be more and more important as we move through these times for us to really come together. So I really wanted to
absolutely
mention that as well.
No, absolutely, Barbara. We need our community. We need our support.
Yes.
It's critical right now. So that's why, I love these calls, is because it feels like when we all gather, there's such power. It's exponential when we gather like this.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, thank you. So what I'd like to do, let's open up the microphones. If you would like to share, or if you have a question, you can raise your hand. And Barbara, how do you do that again?
It's star two. It's star two to raise your hand, because we can't unmute you all at once. It would be a little chaotic. So if you'd like to ask or share,
Sorry, there's a delay. Sorry. Just to say, I know many of the people on the call are very clear seers and psychics and spiritual teachers in your own right. You know, many people have been around with Core Light a very long time or on a spiritual path for a long time. And, you know, we'd love to hear what you see. So please let us know if you've got insights that would be helpful for the community to hear. Or, you know, if you have a question about something, this is the time.
Yes. Yes. And so we have a couple, we have a question on the web, and it looks like some people are having difficulty hearing, so I'm not going to be able to say too much about that. You might want to, you know, hang up and call back in and see if you can reconnect.
They're having trouble hearing me?
Lost the audio of the whole thing, Brad, not just you personally, but, you know, just...
Oh, I see, yeah.
Just wrote in and said lost audio, and somebody else said unable to hear anything, eager for the replay. So I'm hoping that perhaps I can hang up
That's
and call in again. Yeah, I know. So we do have a question from Rebecca. And Rebecca says, can you please comment on two things? One, chakra removal and how to do it. And two, upgrading our dormant 10 strands of DNA and how to do it. Is this the same thing as activating the Kundalini?
Wow, good questions.
Well,
first of all, about the DNA, what I can tell you is that ever since I met Leslie, about 27 years ago, she always told me, she said, wow, my guides are telling me that I now have 14 strands of DNA. And then, you know, a few months later, they'd say, you know, they've added a few more. And so what my understanding of this is that as we ascend in consciousness, as we all go through these changes and move into the higher dimensions, you know, the higher dimensions being the fourth dimension, or some people call them by other names rather than dimension, but we call them dimensions. So fourth dimension being the paradigm of the heart, fifth dimension being even beyond that. So the heart-centered paradigm is a paradigm of love and heart-centered consciousness. So as we move into those realities, our DNA is literally physically being upgraded. And I know that multidimensionality is a big part of this. so that, you know, if you look at the DNA under a microscope, you might see only what has always been seen. But really, so much of the new paradigm is about our multidimensionality and being in connection with multidimensional beings. And so I guess what I would say about the question about the DNA is we're all being upgraded at our own pace, and it is part of the ascension process, and it's part of the new paradigm. So it's happening to everybody on this call. As for what was the other part, Barbara, about the DNA?
The first part, Brad, was chakra removal and how to do
it. Right, I'm gonna deal with that last.
So she's saying upgrading our dormant 10 strands of DNA and how to do this, and is it the same thing as activating the Kundalini? That's what she was asking.
Yeah, okay. So how to do it, really, it's very basic. You know, the way that we ascend in consciousness is through two main ways. It's through meditation and through clearing the ego, doing whatever form of shadow processing you care to do. There are so many ways to process nowadays. You know, Core Light offers our own way, but through any kind of emotional clearing work, family constellations, you know, emotional release therapy, what have you. There are dozens and countless forms of it nowadays. So meditation coupled with those methods are what propel us into our ascension in consciousness. So that's how you upgrade your DNA. That's how you become a multidimensional being, is through that process. The more you do those things. As for the chakra removal, I've heard about it, and I know somebody who's teaching that, and I don't claim to know about it. You know, it's not something I would enter into lightly. I do know the principle behind it. The principle is that the chakra system is a system that entraps us into our reality here on Earth. And that if you remove the chakras, you're free from the system. And that's the principle. And like I said, I'm sorry, I can't really comment because it's not something I teach. It's not something I've explored. It's, you know, kind of radical and new. And I can't really comment one way or the other. The way I have treated it is to neither believe nor disbelieve. And I know that it's worked well for some people. And for other people, it hasn't worked so well from what I've heard. So I just can't really say any more about that. I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
I'm
not really familiar with it. Yeah. I'm not really familiar with that either, Brad. But what I would say, in addition to what you shared, is that ask your guidance to show you if there's something that you're needing to be aware of. And then wait and watch for the signs. You'll be guided. You'll be led. I think just placing it in our conscious awareness opens that doorway.
No, good advice, Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a couple of hands raised, and the first one is Claudia. Claudia, you have the mic.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Brad. Hey.
Hello, Claudia.
Hey, good to hear everyone. Good to be here. I just wanted to share that thank you for what you said and for what Barbara said too. I really feel very similar how intense and what Leslie gave us as a image. I feel such great opportunities coming to us. And one thing that I would like to share is that I'm in awe of the choices that we have at every moment to change and to affirm that we don't need to stay in any circumstances that put us down, or that we are wobbly, or that we are like old feelings that made us drown and made us, that they come back for us to clear or whatever. I don't even, sometimes I ask myself, is that clearing or something else? Because it feels like it's a different way. If it is clearing, it's a different way. And what I'm finding like fantastically, amazingly possible is that every time that I state at these moments that I'm going down sometimes, or going into these places that are old, that I understand that are old to me, or that I can't see, or I get confused or sad or victimized, I would say, nope, I choose something else. I choose mm-hmm. to see differently right now. I'm choosing a different path. And I'm choosing to be in joy and to be love. And as I affirm this from my heart and my whole being, it's incredible the strength and the I think it's like a nest of love that propels me forward or holds me to stay in a place of true integrity and love, and things just melt, unfold, and they come like they dissolve. Huge things, they dissolve. It's incredible. So I just wanted to share.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Claudia, and I what I would say is, things have speeded up so much that nowadays, if you're a person who's already done your shadow work, it's as simple nowadays as being in your witness, saying, I am not a victim, and I am not going down, and I choose love, or I choose the light, or whatever affirmation you want to make, and bam, you're out of it.
Yeah.
It yeah. clears. You don't. You no longer need to sit down with a notebook and spend several hours processing a situation. If you've done that work, it's as simple as just saying, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not choosing the victim road anymore. I'm free. I'm free of that. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and not only the victim road, or any road that no longer resonates or vibrates in a higher frequency that we want to be. Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yes, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Well said. I appreciate your sharing that. It's so true. It's a friend of mine calls it the Ascension Accelerator. That's what we're in.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. It sounds like you're doing really well, and I'm happy to hear you.
Thank you. Great to hear you too, and everyone. Send my love to you.
Beautiful, Claudia.
Thank you, Claudia.
Okay. So we have a comment on the web, and it's from Lisa from Guatemala. And she says, I believe these times are huge. Huge. Even beyond 2012. And we are expected to feel and experience the here and now with humble, innocent, and pristine selves. Everything is possible. But manifestation needs to be as truthful and selfless as never ever. We need to collaborate deeply within us with open and humble hearts. Clean as much as possible our shadow and dualities, and love unconditionally the all, out of judgments and embracing reality as all sacred. Our guides are within us, as us, in us, the highest of the highest, is here and now. Much immense love, Lisa.
Beautiful, Lisa. I'm so happy to hear you say that. I know you went through some really challenging times, and it sounds like you've really come out the other side with such a strong witness perspective and a higher evolution. I'm so happy to hear it. Thank you, Lisa. Beautifully said.
That is really beautiful. Okay, so the next...
Yeah, and with 20, to what she said, she mentioned 2012, and it was interesting. I was just talking about that with somebody the other day, and, you know, we were reminiscing here about December 21st of 2012, and it was such a pivot point energetically. I know so many people say, oh, nothing happened. And we laugh because the truth is we all experienced an earthquake energetically on that day, you know, this massive global earthquake. And I think only now are we really starting to see some of the changes coming forward, and it's going to continue, you know, the changes are going to continue, but they started energetically in 2012. And I think more and more we'll be seeing them manifested in our personal lives and especially in the collective.
Yes. So true, Brad. So true.
Yeah.
And can I just bring in a little piece here with what Claudia said and what Lisa has shared? And what I am seeing is that the middle way is opening up exponentially. And after we had our processing call, we did a processing on the tyrant victim, and we took it to an even deeper level of awareness, and we became aware of the inner tyrant in a much more conscious way. And we also became aware that the victim can be as violent as the tyrant. These were a couple of really big awarenesses. And that night, after we did that processing call, in my meditation, I was feeling panic rising up. And I was acknowledging the panic that was rising within me. And then it went to its opposite, which was calm, peace. And I became aware that panic and peace were on either side of this beautiful white walkway, like this razor's edge, but it was more of an open white walkway, and that I was walking this walkway with panic on one side and peace on the other. And panic and peace were both like these beautiful white sails that were sailing off of either side of this walkway. And that I didn't have to be attracted or repulsed by either side of this polarity. And what ended up happening was these white sails of panic and peace were, what I was shown were angel wings. And that we walk always with these polarized states of consciousness. And when we can walk the middle way of it, we're very much in balance, so we're not attracted or repulsed to either side of the polarity. So I really wanted to share that image because the images really help me. Sometimes the images, you know, as they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. So sometimes with these images, you can get a greater sense of what that feels like.
Well, what a beautiful image, Barbara. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of what Carl Jung said. You know, when we hold the tension between two sides of the polarity, it allows room for a third way to manifest.
Yes.
So you're holding the tension between panic and peace, and the pathway in the middle is a new way, whatever that's going to be.
Yes. Yes, acceptance. You know, being neither attracted nor repulsed in that acceptance place.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's important to say, you know, I've talked about the razor's edge. I mean, Leslie is talked about the razor's edge, and I kind of wrote something about that. But, you know, for me, the razor's edge has always been so thin and so, you know, challenging to walk. And I just want to acknowledge that this middle way, this walkway, is now opening up into a path, a comfortable path that we can walk, where we don't have to feel like it's so precipitous to be on that edge. I think it's important to acknowledge that, that the slippery
yes.
slope is not quite as slippery as it once
I
was.
I agree, Barbara. It's a great image. I want to give another image.
This is
an image that we talked about at our passing of the baton retreat here in December in South Africa.
Mm.
And that was, there was a day we were talking about each day. I was guided every morning in meditation. Today, this is the topic. And the topic would always be, a teaching of Leslie's and an honoring of that teaching that came through her. And one day it was Leslie as a pioneer, that we were supposed to talk about Leslie as a pioneer. And so I started with some stories about that. And what I remembered was an image that Leslie gave me when I first met her. She spoke about it in the group, with a little group of 12 people in Los Angeles that we had back in the early 90s. And she said, you know, I'm aware that I'm a bridge between an old paradigm and a new. And, you know, as part of this bridge, the old paradigm is, you know, the guru-disciple, the traditional guru-disciple relationship in an ashram. And so she said, that is what we're leaving. And I chose a woman's body because I'm supposed to pioneer something. I'm supposed to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to look that old way. And, of course, at the darshans, it sometimes looked a little that way. And so, you know, she said, this is the bridge. You know, we're partly in that form, but we're also going into something else. And that's why she always liked to sit in a circle to, you know, take the hierarchy out of it. And anyway, I haven't even shared the image yet. The image that she used to give was, she said, you know, the pathway to enlightenment in the old paradigm, the patriarchal paradigm, is like a 5-lane freeway. You know, it's been this path of guru disciple in ashrams and monasteries for so long that it's a well-trodden path, and now that's changing. And the image she gave was, she said, I feel sometimes like I'm cutting my way through a jungle with a penknife. And, you know, so now when we talked about this in December, I reminded her that that's what she used to say, and everybody laughed, and we all realized that as a pioneer, yes, Leslie started carving her way through a jungle with a penknife.
Yeah.
And now there's so many female enlightened teachers, and there are so many spiritual seekers doing this work. And all of us, everybody on this call, all the teachers that are teaching part of a new paradigm of awakening, you know, we've all made that path so much bigger. It's no longer like a little trail with a penknife through a jungle. It's becoming much wider and easier. So anyway, I like that image. I just thought it's
yes, that's beautiful.
Especially for the women on the call, and I know usually that we're 80% at least women, and so as you know, part of this journey that Leslie's been teaching, this pathway to enlightenment that she's been teaching, is very much about women waking up, and not that it's not important for men to wake up, but the women have been disempowered for so long that it's time now for the resurgence of the feminine power. And that's, you know, that's obviously what we're all seeing happening within us and in the collective.
Yes.
So visualize, we can all hold the vision. We can all hold the vision of that tiny little pathway through the jungle carved with a penknife, widening now into a much bigger road that we're all walking along.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Brad. I believe this is Lisa commenting again. I'm not sure, or maybe it's I don't know who this is actually. It might be Rebecca. Somebody is saying, Lucia Renee does a guided meditation to get rid of the chakras on the YouTube. Exit and unplug the matrix may be helpful. It is how I got rid of mine. And I'm not sure who that is, but thank you for that information.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and we have another hand raised, and that's Jan. Jan, you have the mic.
Hello, could you hear me?
Hi. Yes, we can.
Yes. Hi, Jan.
Thank you so much, Brad, for calling us together. I love everything that's been said so far, and it's a lot of what I say every day to people, but it was really nurturing for me to hear it and receive it verbally from you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad. It sounds like you're, you know, like most people on this call, you know, we're all getting this, right? It's for all of
right.
us, so I'm glad to hear that you're awake to it.
I like to add a couple layers.
Please.
First of all, I just love when Leslie, the email or the blog that you sent out, when Leslie passed the baton to you, that picture
thank you.
Of you two just opened my heart and just, it was so joyful. And I could feel a different energy now. And everything that you're saying, how, you know, Leslie is a pioneer in opening these doors for women, which she has. You know, in some of the work I do, if you think of the earth, it's matter, it's the mother. And so the divine feminine energy has really been coming in a big way for a long time. And I almost see this layer where Leslie's also the midwife now, helping to birth in the divine masculine coming in and coming together. And I could feel that shift with the two of you and the work that you're, the next steps.
Wow. Thank you, Jen. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's,
yeah,
it's,
that's been, you know, it has been a big part of her teaching. It's so much about balancing masculine and feminine. And, you know, that's what I know that I need to be offering is that example of the divine masculine coming forward in a new way.
And it's always from, I've been with Core Light, oh my God, I don't even know, 25 years. But,
yeah,
but
like
one of the, I always loved the fact of the space that you and Leslie held together.
Oh, thank you.
And that in itself is really different from how most teachers work, because you have those two elements coming together, mm-hmm. and the switch now, it feels like a huge, it feels huge. But I also want to comment about the chakras, because I don't really know
uh-huh.
anything about the chakra removal, so I'm not commenting from that perspective because I've never heard of it really. But in some of the soul memory work that I do, you know, if we look at the architecture of 3D, it is that chakra system, right? And it is the natural outcome of evolution that as we move into the higher frequencies and we're really embodying that fifth dimensional consciousness and above, that the chakras naturally move out of the body and it becomes more fluid. I have a picture of this, actually. It's quite beautiful because they're not so linear and stuck, but they dance around us, like we're in the middle of this flow of energy, and it's quite beautiful because it's more circular and less
wow.
fixed.
Beautiful.
And so
is
we kind of work with that.
Is there a place people can
system.
See this?
I could send you the picture of this, and then you could post it somewhere. I don't know how to get it out
on my
to
Facebook
everybody.
Page.
Okay, I'll.
If you send it to me, I'll put it on my Facebook page and Core Light's Facebook page. So if you're interested in seeing that, you can check that out.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you so much for holding the space for this.
Oh my goodness, what a pleasure! It's been such a momentous time for me and Leslie, and I know for all of us. And I guess one of the hardest things is not all being together in the same room to share it. That's been very challenging. And so we've had to try to cobble it together through virtual connection. And I'm kind of thinking, one of the ideas I have is if I'm coming this summer to Portland and the Bay Area, maybe we can have a couple of gatherings in each place, where we have our own physical virtual ceremony where we honor Leslie and we
honor.
So
you're reading my mind.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Well, this is my idea. Let me share this, that I feel like what we would do is we would honor Leslie, and it's not about, and I said this at the retreat, and I think I said it in one of the emails, this is not about me taking the baton. This is about all of us taking the baton. Mm-hmm. There's no replacement for Leslie. And this is the great gift that she's giving all of us by choosing to step aside and teach in a new way now. She's still teaching. She's doing her art and she's teaching on the inner planes. But by her taking a step back from that old form of teaching and taking on this new role, she's allowing all of us to step into our spiritual power. And that's what this is about. It's what she always told us. I don't know if you remember that, but like she was always saying at the events, please don't project your spiritual power onto me. Take it. It's yours. Take your spiritual power back. And we all said, yeah. And we nodded our heads. The truth is, it was like impossible. You have an enlightened teacher giving you Shakti, and it's not really possible for you to fully take your spiritual power back. I mean, maybe some people did it and I wasn't aware of it, but really to do it fully, this is what we're being asked to do now. And so I accepted the baton at the retreat, but I accepted it on behalf of all of us, because this is each of our roles. It's not about me. So I would love to share that with all of you, if we can have some gatherings.
It really is about the marriage of spirit and bringing that divine masculine and the divine feminine together in ourselves also.
Exactly.
And thank you for holding the space of that, the space for that together, you and Leslie.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jan. Thank you for acknowledging it. I feel, very seen that you're saying that, because I know that's been my role, and I've been very content to just be in the background for 25 years and be a support person, and that was kind of a new role for the masculine to be in that place of supporting the feminine and having the feminine be the one that's taking center stage. And I was so happy to do it. I could have done it until the end of our days. But circumstances have conspired to push us in a different direction. And we could, Leslie and I could never have predicted it would look like this, but it's just what's happened. And so we both know that there's some perfection in this. There's a dharma here, not just for us, but for all of us. Like you say, it's about balancing the masculine and feminine within each of us. And as Leslie always taught us, when we balance masculine and feminine within each of us, that is what opens the heart. And it's to the degree to which we can balance masculine and feminine that we are able to open the heart, if that makes sense. So the new paradigm you know, is about heart consciousness, about living in heart-centered consciousness. And so the foundation of that is balancing masculine and feminine. And I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be teaching, that specific thing. And I plan to do, I'm going to write a book about it, and I plan to do workshops about it, because, you know, it's really something that so many people are talking about now. It's a really important topic. So anyway, thank you for bringing that up, Jan.
You're welcome.
And I hope to see you this summer.
You will. Reno is not far from Portland, so I'm going to get the gears
all
going.
Right. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be in touch. Stay. Anybody on the call who's listening to this, if you want to come, stay tuned by email. We'll be sending out the announcements by email when we have dates and locations. And we will also post it on our events page on the CoreLight website.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks, Brad. Looking forward to it. And thank you, Jan. And the next hand raised is Sedona. Sedona, you have the mic.
Hi. I guess I needed to unmute here so you can hear me now.
We can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Hmm. Hi, Sedona.
Good morning. Well, I've been quietly preparing here to share, because it's been quite challenging for me to share the fullness of who I am. And on New Year's Eve, I asked my higher self if there were any messages for 2019. And I didn't expect to share it with the public, but I ended up actually posting it onto my Facebook page. So it is there. I posted this on January the 1st. And it just totally speaks to what you were sharing, Brad, the blank canvas, and you know, that anything is possible. So it just really validates. I think it's really exciting, so I wanted to share it. Is that okay?
Absolutely, please.
All right. I don't remember anybody ever sharing, you know, like this. So this is the message that came through from my higher self, and says, "Dear Sedona and friends, this is the time to let go of everything you think you know, to question all of your assumptions about life and your current place in it. Is there a possibility that you could transform in ways previously unimaginable, to spread your wings wider than you ever thought yourself capable of? This is what we see as possible for each person on Earth in 2019. Life and blessings without limits. All assumptions out the window, and grace abundant coming in to help the whole planet heal on every level imaginable. Miracles are what the heavenly realms are capable of bringing in for you, and yet you must be willing to receive them. Staying small, staying hidden, staying within the confines of the limited ego mind serves no one. We say, dare to dream big in 2019. Let it rip, beloved humans. Be good stewards of your beautiful earth, as well as your very own bodies, and spread love and joy as never before. For grand things are possible. Indeed, this is what we see. The doors are open for phenomenal evolution in 2019. We see so many ready for this. Take the lid off all preconceived ideas of what you are capable of, both individually and collectively. We send you all our love and divine support, and look forward to seeing humanity's choices for this coming year. There is massive divine support for you, for your highest evolution at this time. Much love to all, and enjoy the ride, Sedona's angels and guides and loved ones."
How beautiful, Sedona. Thank you. What a beautiful sharing.
Yeah, and actually I'd like to highlight the first line because it's so hard to take this one in. This is the time to let go of everything you think you know. That is just so profound because we tend to drag around our old concepts, our old beliefs, of course, the old ego. And to actually let go of everything we think we know, it's just so profound. It takes us into, I guess, the void or our total limitlessness, beyond all of our beliefs, beyond all of our concepts, everything. So I just find it very profound.
Beautifully said. I can't add a thing to it. It's just, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep
thank
going.
You, Sedona.
This is a great example of stepping into your spiritual powers, bringing through a message like that. So I congratulate you.
Thank you. Well, I've been quietly working to clear the third chakra fear using Claudia's wisdom to, just affirm that I release my victim and I release my fear, because it's been really hard to share, period, for me, but especially to share the wisdom of my higher self. It just has not been easy. So thank you for listening.
Absolutely. It reminds me of something that Nelson Mandela said. He said, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the willingness to move forward anyway through the fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
So thank you for receiving it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sedona.
Thanks.
Okay, and there's one more comment on the web from Lisa, and she says, Barbara, it wasn't me who made the comment of Lucia. And she said, I just wanted to add that Leslie's energy and guidance comes every day as the highest of the highest, and that she is present as a crucial living vortex for transformation. She showed us kindness and selflessness and unconditional love and truth and neutrality. This middle way where all is safe and loving and true. When comes every day, I think it's when it comes every day in my meditation, especially when I am in deep gratitude, letting go, and truly in divine's alignment. Much love to you all. We need to feel it. Beautiful, Lisa.
Beautiful, Lisa. Thank you.
And yes, we're feeling it. We're taking it in, Lisa, energetically. Feeling it moving through our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks say, like... sorry, Brett, go ahead.
I just want to comment to Lisa on one thing, and that is about... Mm-hmm. I've said this before on the calls, but in case you didn't hear it, I'll share it again as a reminder. And that is that my experience, and I know for many of us, our experience of Leslie... it doesn't matter where in the world you are right now in terms of physical proximity to Leslie. If you're in meditation or you just simply close your eyes and get quiet, you can feel her right with you. And in fact, I've actually talked to her about this. We're aware that the vast majority of her consciousness has already left this body. And she's already, the consciousness is strewn around the earth. It's strewn across the cosmos. And I'm aware that she's doing exactly what she always said she would do. And, you know, we used to talk about this back in the day long ago. We would talk about what the end of our days might look like. And she always said the same thing. She always said, well, I see myself being very peaceful and quiet and indrawn somewhere beautiful and quiet. And I'll be holding space for my students and for the earth, for humanity. And I'll be physically present, I'll be present with everybody, not physically, but inwardly. And people will be able to tune into me and feel the support that I'm offering. And that's exactly what's happening. So
yeah.
It's actually very real. If you are sensitive and you go into a meditation or just close your eyes and get quiet, tune in to Leslie and you'll feel her surrounding you and surrounding the earth, mm-hmm. holding us as we move forward, you know, in our ascension. And so I know what you're saying, Lisa. I really get it, mm-hmm. that you're feeling her. You're aware that she's closer to you than ever before. And that's the truth.
Beautiful. And seeing that golden sparkling light surrounding the earth and permeating every nook and cranny. And all we have to do is be mm-hmm. open to receive. It's beautiful. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. And funny, when I talk to Leslie about it, you know, I just say, are you aware of this, that you're really not here? Etherically, mm-hmm. you're surrounding the planet and your students. And she says, oh, yeah, absolutely. She said, in mm-hmm. fact, I'm the ties to my body are loosening even more. And she said, I don't know how much longer I'll keep the body, but mm-hmm. We're both aware, what I've seen, and she acknowledged this, is that this body is being used for uploads and downloads of energy. So the body's very useful, and she's still happy to be here mm-hmm. and be in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very helpful for all of us and for the earth right now that she's in this incredibly powerful place. It's a power vortex. So the work in consciousness that she does here is amplified, and it's on our behalf for all of us.
And she continues to be the bridge. This
yes.
dissolution
True.
And rebirth, you know, that we are all multidimensional beings. And she is leading the way in showing us this. That
yeah.
it's not solely in a concrete physical body, but it is so
yeah.
much greater than that. I'm so happy that we're
yeah.
talking about it and really able to tap into it. And feel it. It's just so
mm-hmm.
exquisitely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Claudia's hand is raised again. So let me unmute you, Claudia.
Hello,
you have the mic.
It's me again.
Yes.
I just want to
hello,
say,
you again.
Hello, me again. I just want to say how happy I am to hear Sedona share and to hear the poise in her voice and what she shared with us. I feel like we are talking about community and we are together for so long and we struggled together and we heard each other from so many years. And to hear you in poised talking about your higher self and this beautiful message that you gave us, Sedona. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you like
yes.
dancing around.
uh-huh.
And I dance around with you, my dear, and all of us.
Yeah.
that's fabulous.
Sedona, it's time for you to dance and get on the table and dance because you just came through a doorway. I agree with Claudia.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
It's wonderful. We're cheering you. We're all cheering
mm-hmm.
you. Your
mm-hmm.
peers in CoreLight are cheering you right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Claudia. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that. That was needing to be said.
Okay. And just checking. I think we have no more hands raised. But we have one more comment. It's from Barbara in Los Angeles. And she says, hi, this is in regards to the mentioning of Lucia Renee. unless her work has changed recently, I would be surprised if she has a process to get rid of chakras. More likely, she is about unplugging the chakra from the old paradigm, clearing from the matrix. Oh, interesting perspective. So that's from Barbara in L.A.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. Yeah, I can't really comment. Like I said before, I haven't tracked Lucia's work. Lucia is a very old friend of ours. She was a student of Leslie's for a while, and she's now her own spiritual teacher. I know she has a fantastic book. We love her book, Unplugging the Patriarchy, and she talks about Leslie in that book. And I know her work is profound, but I can't comment on it because I haven't followed it. So please forgive me, and we honor Lucia as a powerful spiritual teacher. I know she's doing good work, and she sends many people to Core Light because she requires the Marriage of Spirit book be read in order to study with her. And so, you know, we have this relationship with her in that way. And I always recommend Unplugging the Patriarchy to people, too. So if you haven't read Lucia Renee's book yet, I do recommend it. It's Unplugging the Patriarchy. So thank you, everybody, who brought Lucia into this call. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Barbara, are there any other hands or any other comments?
Okay. There are no more hands, Brad, and there are no more comments.
Okay, well, we're at the end of our call. We've got 5 minutes left. Barbara, do you, before we close up with a short prayer and a guided meditation, do you have anything you'd like to add or share?
The thing that I do want to just reiterate that we've all been talking about is this balance, this middle way, and this balancing of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and this peace that just is being brought forward by Lucia Renee and Unplugging the Patriarchy is really about bringing the divine feminine and the divine masculine into balance. So it feels to me like that's really a major theme in this call today. And as you said so beautifully, Brad, by balancing the divine masculine and the divine feminine, it opens up the heart. And that's what brings us fully into fifth dimensional consciousness. And Leslie is here for each and every one of us. I can just so feel her right now, guiding, loving, supporting us, cheering us on in this journey.
Yes. Aho.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Just a gentle reminder to you that please tune in and see if you have a divine invitation to join me this year on any of these international retreats. I would love to see you. Still spaces available for the Crete retreat in September, and still a couple of places left just for the next week or so for the UK trip in May. So contact me if you'd like more information, but I'd love to see you there. And without further ado, let's have our closing prayer. I invite you to get quiet again and close your eyes. If you're multitasking, this would be a good time to just pause for a couple minutes while we close our circle for the day. So please get comfortable and take some long, deep breaths. Breathing in the light and breathing out any tension or stress or shadow. Breathing in the love. Breathing out any negativity. Great Spirit, Divine Mother, Father God, we call on you We call on all the beings in the invisible realms who surround us in the highest love and support. And we thank you. We give thanks for all the gifts that we're given in this life. And we especially give thanks for your healing power, for your surrounding us with the love and support, and for this opportunity that we have today to share our hearts and our love and our words, our all the beautiful sharings, and for all the people who spoke and didn't speak. We are all connected, always. So I invite you now to visualize all of us in a circle holding hands. Even though we're separated by great distances, there is no time and space at another level of our reality. So just see yourself holding hands with people on either side of you, and we're all creating a circle. And in the center of our circle is the Earth, Mother Earth. And let's all beam our heart energy to Mother Earth. Beam your love, your positive intentions, and your healing energy to the Earth, and let's all see our love surrounding the Earth with this field of love that we've created today. See it as a beautiful, beautiful field, like a cloud that is beautiful golden white energy, or maybe for you it's pink heart energy. But see it surrounding the Earth, and with lots of little tentacles going down into the villages, into the cities, into the places in nature, and touching every person, every animal, every plant, every aspect of nature with our love and the love of the divine from this beautiful loving field we've created. Feel it healing the Earth, feel it supporting and providing comfort and peace to everyone, everything on the Earth. And then visualize that field expanding until it encompasses all of us as well. So see us in this beautiful field of golden white or pink light. And just feel yourself being loved and nurtured and surrounded by this beautiful Shakti, this beautiful field of love. It comes to us from the divine, from Mother Earth herself. And of course, Leslie's beaming it to us all the time. And just receive, just in your very yin receptive state, feel it coming into your body. And just feel the joy and the love that it stimulates inside you. And as we close out on our call for today, take this energy with you. Take this love and this joy and this peace out into the world and share it with other people. Share your smile. Share an act of kindness today. Kindness costs nothing, and it's free to give. And it has that ripple effect. You don't know how powerful your smile and your kindness are and what an effect they have on everybody that comes into your path. And you don't know who they'll touch with it as well, so it spreads exponentially when you spread it. And Leslie and I will stay in meditation for a little while longer. If you'd like to remain in meditation, we'll keep holding the field. And just know that until we meet again, we're always daily sending you our love, and we keep you in our prayers and send you all of our positive intentions for healing and peace in your life. So all my love to you. I love you so much, and I miss you, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you in a few months in the physical. Many, many blessings, and bye for now.